Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Extraterrestrial spies visiting Earth, mass delusion of the human race, an alien plot to take over the world. Sounds like a storyline that would have worked well in the 80s. Well, actually, it did work well in the 80s. It was the science fiction series V. It attracted more than 40 million viewers, and now the producers of the new series V reckon the theme still has a few legs. Mark Hadley's been watching it. Hi, Mark.
Hey, buddy. How you going?
You're right. Were you a fan of the original V series?
Oh, huge. I don't know if anybody remembers, but back in 83 when the series premiered, one of the most grotesque things ever to happen on television happened in that series. This lady disjointed her jaw and ate a mouse. You know, it's just this... I mean, because she was an alien and that's what aliens did. No. I don't know. I think, you know, if they're advanced, maybe they would have come up with better culinary skills than just eating live rodents, but still, you know.
So that was considered a bit of a grossest thing on TV at the time.
I think we were talking about it for months at school afterwards, so, you know, because I was in primary school, of course.
Of course, then. Yeah, grade one or two or something
something less.
So the basic premise for those of us who didn't see it.
Yeah, well, basically, look, if you've seen Independence Day, you've seen V. Uh-huh. And the reason is because... Independence Day actually built on the series V. 28 spaceships, you know, arrive around the Earth over major capitals. Though the difference is, instead of in Independence Day when they arrive and they basically say, "Hey, we're just here for war," you know, here they say, "Oh, look, we've come across the galaxy and we're very excited because you're the first intelligent life forms we've ever found. Mm. We thought we were alone in the universe, and so they want to make friends. And we need a few little things to. We won't stay. We're on our way to somewhere else. We need a few little things: some water, some minerals." But, you know, if you could help us out, we'll give you masses of technology. And then they set about, you know, curing cancer and making crippled people walk again and things like that.
Miracle workers.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And so there's a certain tension. On the one hand, people are going, wow. And on the other hand, they're going, hang on, there's no such thing as a free lunch. You know, so there's... But the visitors, as they're known, hence the television series V, the visitors condescend a little to the human beings and say, look, you're so suspicious. You're not only the most intelligent race we've ever found, you're also the most suspicious. Why don't you give in? We're just nice people, for heaven's sake. Now, of course, we have the benefit of television. We're watching the plot line behind, and you find out, actually, that they want something else. We're not sure what it is. They've been here for decades. They've been undermining society, getting people in place, you know, all that sort of stuff. Oh, and by the way, they happen to be, you know, 6'2" lizards, you know, covered by human skin, not actually people.
See, here's the interesting thing. I mean, it does sound like an 80s storyline.
Yes.
And yet it's been brought back now. So comparing, because you watched the series in the 80s, so comparing it then and the cultural background, that the backdrop that actually was playing on then, and now, why has it been brought back now? Why is current society now a fertile ground to bring back that storyline?
Look, the big linking point between the original series and the current one today, you know, is the concept of loyalty leading into fanaticism. I mean, I don't want to teach history here, but for people who, you know, my age, you remember, we were in the Cold War. So, and there was a real possibility of mutual annihilation, the idea that the Russians could launch on the Americans, and Australia would just get caught up somehow in it. They used to show, you know, I remember in my primary school classes, they used to show films on what to do in the event of atomic warfare. You know, and so...
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, is there too many years between you and me? I don't remember anything like that.
Well, like I said, I carry my age gracefully. But the point is, like, so a whole generation grew up with the idea of us and them. Okay, so the sense of the other, the them, is very big in science fiction. A lot of it comes out of that period. Now, them... You know, when you look at the original V series, they were very much like fascists. So what actually happens as the series plays out in the 80s, and we'll see it in the current day, is that they start sort of recruiting a youth movement, much like the Hitler Youth, that sort of idea. Mm. And you too can be a member of the youth group if you get your jacket and all that sort of stuff. But and then they start to sort of twist the government. So there's certain undesirables, you know, in society. You know, it starts off with weird stuff. Like people who walk cats or something like that. You know, I mean, it's just, but this sort of thing spreads out to eventually it's anyone who's opposed to, you know, the visitors. And before you know it, everyone's living in a police state, you know, and you don't know who's real and who's not, who's a visitor and who's not. Now, that fanaticism seemed plausible back in the Cold War, because mm-hmm. we were looking at a Stalinist state, we were looking at the USSR, Communist China wasn't far off, so we're looking at a very sort of similar situation. Could we see Nazism all over again? I mean, in that sort of level of fascism. And then, and I realise that we're talking about communist states, but ultimately we're talking about that sort of level of control. Today, we're actually facing something quite similar, because there's a certain degree of fanaticism that is under the microscope internationally. Mm. And so people are looking at fanatical Islam, mm-hmm. or they're looking at fanatical Christianity, mm-hmm. or they're looking at fanatical Judaism, or for that matter, there are many religions under the focus, but still you've got that sort of degree of political
Hinduism
fanaticism.
Hinduism in India, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that the series, you know, says, like episode one, you've got this fantastic FBI agent, and she says, you know, they're armed, and we've got to start a resistance because they're armed with the most deadly weapon on the planet today.
Which is?
Devotion.
Devotion.
And I was sitting there thinking, I was waiting for, you know, thermonuclear weapons or something like that, which, yeah. But I see where they're coming from, because in society today, in the same way in the Cold War, there was that fear of the fanatical state out yeah. there that might do something that could organize youth to think one way and everybody would betray their parents and turn them in and things like that. That idea of devotion is a very fearful thing. So actually, this is a brilliant series. One of the greatest characters is this Christian Father Jack Landry. That's right, Father mm-hmm. Jack Landry. Mm-hmm. And he's got a full church in this crisis, you know, the spaceships that have appeared all over the planet. And he says to them, look, you know, the danger here is that people will get swept away by all the things that they can gain and not look long-term about what they cost. You know, that here we've got to be careful about what we trust, because trust has to be earned. You know, and we can be dazzled by the gifts now and lose. And I think that that's, you know, on the one hand, I'm a little nervous about the whole sort of, you know, we've got to be worried about devotion, because it sounds like we've got to be worried about anybody who believes anything, you know. But I am interested in this idea of being careful about what you give yourself over to and looking at the long-term rather than the short-term results. Mm-hmm. For me, it's fun science fiction, mm-hmm. you know, but that's an interesting thought.
Absolutely. Mark Hadley, our TV critic, thank you very much.
Pleasure as always.
You'll find more of his work on openhouseonline.com.au.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.